the thing that I was saying was a complete failure is to bring the sides together. And that, I don't think I've ever seen a more acrimonious environment, political environment in my life. And I guess I fault him, maybe, and certainly a number of people have, that he's tried to compromise and compromise and compromise, and he's bent over backwards to reach the other side, given up 9/10 from his side to get 1/10, and then they don't give him a vote anyhow. So is this striving towards the middle a useless thing? Maybe he should have taken the same approach that Scott Walker took in Wisconsin and said, okay, we've got enough votes to pass it. We'll ignore completely what 49% of the population want, and we're going to push through because we've got 51%. Is that a fair criticism, or is that a stupid criticism, or what is
that? That's a very good summary of what happened last summer. He got caught in a hostage situation that was part of his making, and then just suffered for it. We got caught in that situation because the previous December 2010, after the midterm election, the Bush tax cuts are running out, and it's a major campaign promise that he would let the Bush tax cuts expire for the upper end. So here he is betraying a major campaign promise because they've got him by the short hairs. They say, well, you know, we're going to let the whole thing go if you don't give us what we want. And, of course, he wanted to extend the tax cuts to the middle class. So they had him. But he could have. I mean, Geithner's own team is saying, if we're going to break a major campaign promise on the Bush tax cuts, let's at least say right now the quid pro quo for that is we're going to deal with the debt ceiling right now. We're not going to let that destroy the rest of this term with what they could do to us. And Obama, incredibly, says, oh, no, we can't do that. We must trust that Republicans will do the responsible thing when that comes along. Which was, of course, spectacularly not to be. So, you know, he ended up making that bed. But that was largely still that sort of goodwill of his, that thinking that sooner or later people are going to recognize on the other side of the fence that I have all this goodwill and I want to work with people and so on. It took 3 years of getting beaten up by the most obstructionist Congress we've ever seen to get the picture. And it took that long for him because he is a likable type who this has always worked for him. I mean, it's not just the shtick. He believes in it. His whole career has been based on being a likable person who could bring people together. He has this sort of personal magnetism that had always drawn people to him. Well, of course he believed in it. He really thought that he could extend it across the aisle and could work with Republicans in Congress. What a terrible joke that was. But he did believe it. And I think he believed it way right up till about August 1st of last year. And now he knows better.
Is this a practical failing